This is exactly right.
Forgive me for interrupting. I'm Bridger Weiniger, host of I Said No Gifts on Exactly Right. Each week, I invite my favorite people in comedy over to chat, and they always bring a gift. We're coming up on our 200th episode, and every episode is a gem. I have welcomed all kinds of great guests, including Cola Scola, Bowen Yang, Robbie Hoffman. It goes on and on and on. And you don't want to miss the 200th episode with the great Maria Bamford. What does she bring me? Find out April 25th. New episodes every Thursday. Follow I Said No Gifts wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you leaving? Are you on your way back home? Either way, we want to be there. Doesn't matter how much baggage you claim. Give us a time and date. Terminal and gate. We want to send you off in style. We want to welcome you back home. Tell us all about it. Were you scared or was it fine?
Mouth horn.
With Karen and Chris. Welcome to Do You Need a Ride? This is Chris Fairbanks. I'm in Missoula, Montana, my hometown, at the end of a About 2 week vacation.
Seemed like 2 weeks?
It did seem like exactly 2 weeks. At no point was it going too fast or too slow. I think that's just a sign of me enjoying myself.
That's always a good thing.
My father is with me, James Fairbanks. I don't call you James ever, nor do I really call you father. I remember a shirt when I was little, it said anyone can be a father, but it takes someone special to be a daddy. But when I call you daddy, like at the end of a phone call, anyone in the room will make fun of me. All right, see you later, daddy.
I always kind of like
that. And my roommate will go, what did you just call your dad? You know, daddy. Totally normal. That's what everyone calls their father.
Whoopsie-daisies.
Whoopsie-daisies. I let that one out. My dad was born in 1944, the year that Allied forces stormed the beaches of Normandy.
That's right, the big war.
That's the, you know, Jefferson was elected that year.
It was in all the papers.
Everyone read about it. You were born the same year as Danny DeVito, George Lucas, Michael Douglas.
That I know.
I'm glad you're my father, but Michael Douglas would have given me one of those cool butt chins.
Yeah, he would have been cool.
Yeah. But I'm glad it was you. Back in 1944, a car was just under $1,000, I think about $935. I'm reading this from a book, or I'm remembering it from a book. 1944, remember when. A nostalgic look back in time. Yet the rent was just $50 a month. That seems normal. But the average income, it said, was around $2,000, just over $2,000. That seems low. For a car being almost $1,000, that's half your year. You know, cars were expensive, even though they were just $1,000.
And they were simple, kind of like the people.
A postage stamp was 3 cents. 17 Magazine first came out in 1944, teaching young women, I suppose, table manners and what kind of bloomers to wear in the fall. What length of skirt to wear for clay field tennis sporting. I don't know what 17 Magazine talked about back then.
It was an interesting time for a kid, I think. And we all think back, and people still tell stories, like parents, about how great it was to be a kid back in the olden days. And it was. There were plenty of things to do, and parents didn't seem to worry about kids. I would submit they didn't care where you were. or well, where I was.
When you were a kid, there weren't white vans driving around Missoula looking to snatch people up.
Right, right. Kids were expensive. Who wants an extra one? You know? But I mean, also you look around, there were a lot of little kids my age whose parents or whose dads had been killed in the war. There were a lot of people that were missing limbs, like there are now, but really? There were a lot more then. And there were little kids that had polio, who were crippled.
Am I making it up that you had a brush with polio?
I think that every parent was hypersensitive about fevers that ran unexplained for a day or two. So yeah, there was a point in time where they were afraid. Maybe I did.
But you just maybe...
I had symptoms, but it went away in a week or two.
It was the flu and some shin splints.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. But polio was a big deal, and it wasn't until the 50s, the Salk and ultimately the Sabin, one dead germ and one live germ, I guess, vaccine came in, and nobody thinks about polio.
1944 was also the year Germans tried to assassinate Hitler, but unsuccessfully. I'm just throwing that out there. You mentioned
really?
Germans, yeah.
Yeah.
It's in the book. This pamphlet is printed well, I'm assuming. None of it is lies. Granulated sugar was 75 cents for 10 pounds. That's enough sugar for a month with your cobblers. Everyone just back then ate cobblers and rhubarb.
There was no McDonald's. There was no fast food. You ate what was put in front of you.
And it took hours to make.
And a lot of times it wasn't good. My favorite was my dad, very strict, sober guy, who was seldom sober, would say things like, "Something wrong with your dinner, Jimmy?" And, "Oh, no, Daddy, absolutely not. Would you like to eat at the neighbor's?" "Hell yes."
But you didn't say hell yes.
I did not say hell yes.
Did he say, "I want you to eat every bean and pee on that plate"?
Yes. Or maybe I just said that.
I think that that's probably something you said. You came up with the jokes. He didn't joke as much, did he?
Look at that person drive.
Yeah.
Do you ever have a wreck when you do this?
No. I think one time while driving, I realized how vulnerable Eddie Pepitone was in the back seat. I think we had a close call, and I'm like, this is a flawed concept, a moving podcast.
Oh, he's a little twitchy.
Well, it's just he happened to be in the car, and I just wasn't paying attention, and we almost killed one of comedy's sweethearts.
Yeah?
He didn't know. I just noticed the close call. He was in the middle of a story, and I'm like, well, we almost just died. I probably won't mention that.
Well, I was born in Minnesota, Christopher,
right.
As well, you
West
know.
West Concord.
Yeah, and then came to here up to about sixth grade, I guess. We moved around quite a bit. I was in 9 schools in 12 grades. That's
which,
a lot.
Which meant you had to fight every
time. A lot of fist fights. But girls liked me. Or girls always liked the new guy.
Because you're a mysterious drifter.
Yeah, that's
and you're
right.
Wearing a long...
Where's he from? I hear he's from some exotic town in Montana.
He looks like Buddy Holly.
But we're coming up on a place that I would go with my father. And this started back in Minnesota when I was tiny, where he would go to a bar and leave me in the car, winter, summer, didn't really matter, and go in and drink shots and beers.
How long would you sometimes be in the car?
I think probably it wasn't a long time. There's the place right there.
The Oxford.
Yeah.
It's famous.
Everybody's got an Oxford in their town.
The one here is famous, though. A lot of people know about the one in Missoula.
Yeah.
Because it was made in the first building that came up in town, maybe.
Or it was, it goes back to Prohibition. It goes back to the women's movement and trying to get alcohol away from their husbands who wouldn't bring their paycheck home. That's what started Prohibition, anyway. So of that concern.
Really? The protecting of the sanctity of marriage?
And family, of course. That makes sense. So I finally got to be big enough to go in and sit on a stool and become very quiet waiting for my dad to throw down a couple of
big
shots.
It wasn't an age thing. They're just like, how tall are you? Okay. You
can see. So I go in one day and I saw something that kind of alarmed me. It struck me. I'd never seen something like this before. And it was an angry bartender who was chewing and at the same time throwing ice. They usually had a huge thing that was filled with ice, and they reached their hand, their dirty hand in, and grabbed ice and made your drink.
Yeah.
And then they chew on the ice. A lot of bartenders
do that. I think I've seen that,
right?
In movies. Why? To test that the ice is frozen?
Don't know. Maybe if you have access to ice, you're into it.
Yeah.
I can't explain. So he's angry. This guy is angry, and 12-year-old boys like to see angry men for some reason.
Sure.
I want to get to the bottom of this.
I can't wait to grow up and be angry like you, sir.
Precisely. So what he's angry about is they just hired a new bartender, and he's a little anxious about his place in the organization, I think. They have just hired a woman bartender.
Oh.
And he is pissed. It's bad enough I got to compete with other men. Now I got to compete with a woman? Have you met this woman? No, never seen her. So you're really not angry at her. It's just that she's coming in and she's going to take my job and going to be way cuter than me.
Yeah.
So that surprised me. I had never seen that before. And I thought, what? This guy is mad at women.
He was maybe mad. He was nervous that she'd maybe be more competent.
Right. Because after all, there's a place for women. There definitely was in that time, in the mid to late 50s.
Yeah.
Women knew their place and stayed there. My mother was smarter than my father. My mother was educated. She was a teacher. My father drove a truck.
Right.
Good guy. Silent Wes.
Sure.
Scary. But he was a good guy. But I noticed that they always went to cowboy movies. They listened to Western music. My mother sang opera, for crying out loud. You know?
She was a great whistler.
Was she really?
Her whistle would be...
Oh, yes.
She had like a vibrating tenor to her whistle.
She used to sing at church and we'd have to go there and she was so loud. You know, soprano. You know, she had a big voice.
How embarrassing.
Oh, it's terrible. That was terrible. But I started thinking about other things. Well, what about if women artists shouldn't have the same things as men? Maybe people of color shouldn't have the same things as men. I started looking around. I started seeing that.
People thinking that way.
Yeah. So times were good in the 50s. I think it was. I mean, you have to appreciate that after, in World War II, we beat the hell out of the world. Germany bombed England. We bombed Germany. Germany devastated Russia. Russia killed, you know, there was a lot going on. None of it good. And a lot of towns got bombed. But not here. Times were good here.
Yeah.
As good as they could be during war. So that at the end of the war, we'd kind of blown up the whole country, including Japan. A lot of carpet bombing there. So we had no competition as a nation.
Because no one bombed us.
Yeah, we had this great piece of real estate. If you ever look at a map of the United States, you see all these rivers. We have this navigation system that is unparalleled on the planet with rivers. Then Eisenhower, during the 50s, oversaw the building of our highway system. No other country has that. So we could move goods around. We had stuff in our country, just about everything. The only thing they rationed during World War II.
We had some whiskey.
Which one?
We didn't have whiskey. No, that was just the recording device.
Right.
I need to change.
During World War II, the only, I think, nylons and chocolate and rubber were rationed. Things like that. Maybe even sugar. But we had roast beef, you know, and we had cars. And
sure.
So life was pretty good here. So when people say, and when people look fondly back, especially old white men like me, look back fondly on the good old days, a lot of it has to do with all good things going to white guys.
Right.
You know? And maybe it's the same thing that you think about when you think about Make America Great Again. I always thought it sounded like Make America 1958 Again.
Of course.
Or is it Make America Hate Again?
Yeah.
So, there's just some interesting parallels. People feel disenfranchised, certainly white men.
Old white men.
Older white men, or maybe all white men. If my bartender job is in jeopardy because some woman or smarter guy comes in to take it, I want to scream, right?
Yeah. So it was just that simpler time thing. It's not, that always gave me the creeps since the beginning. It took me a while to realize that's what MAGA stood for.
Well, yeah, and what people say...
Oh, the red hat's great.
What people say and what people really mean are quite often two different things. I suspect that our current president, Mr. Trump, speaks because he is a good talker, like him or not.
Boy, is he. Linguist said that he speaks at a level, fifth grade, I think, sixth grade.
Oh, he does.
With emphasis.
Broken sentences, if you ever see it written down.
Yeah.
But he can be persuasive. Never to someone like me, maybe not to someone like you, but he can't be persuasive.
I think, and then they said Hillary spoke at an ninth grade level, and Bernie was 12th.
Yeah, both were flawed candidates. It was a surprise. Actually, she won. So I think that much of the position of the current administration is whim and what sounds good or what goes over at the rally.
Yeah.
And coming down an escalator saying that people coming from another country are rapists and murderers, there are a lot of people, maybe like that bartender that lost his job.
Yeah.
That think that is a real threat. And things in my life would be a lot greater if only those people didn't exist. He just said this weekend that the biggest problem with Europe is immigration. And Europe's gonna lose their culture. Wouldn't you like to be if you were French or English or Belgianese? Would you like getting advice from this man? But it seems to feed into insecurities and angers, and I don't even know if he believes.
Yeah, you were saying, and it was an interesting comparison, you were saying that he just repeats what seems to work like it's a new bit in his act.
Yes, yeah, he's building his act, and doesn't work out great when you start separating babies from their families.
Yeah, that one, he won't do that joke anymore.
No. I don't know that you did see those babies, didn't you? Yeah.
Oh, that wouldn't affect him.
Well, I don't know that he cares.
Yeah.
It just hurts the message.
Right.
I don't know what he cares about. He's kind of a chubby old racist who prefers hamburgers to his kids
except the hot one.
Yeah, except the hot one, the hot girl. And doesn't know what he doesn't know, doesn't care. And now we're up in the mountains.
We are in the Rattlesnake. You lived here at some point, right? Maybe not this far.
Yeah, it used to be. This is a very wooded area. It's called the Rattlesnake Wilderness. And there's a trail that goes up for miles. Remember when you were tiny and I'd put you on the back of a motorcycle and we'd take off?
And later I rode bikes all the way up there, 13 miles up. And
wow.
I miss that. I miss it.
But yeah, there are lakes up there that are used for the water system for the city.
I guess I didn't ride that far. I don't remember lakes.
Or used to be.
Yeah.
It used to be. It came down. There's a dam that's semi-working, and most of the water comes from wells now, but there are these beautiful lakes up there. You and I have gone up there when you were tiny on a motorcycle.
Is there a rattlesnake? Why is it called the rattlesnake? There's not a lot of rattlesnakes.
I think the Twisting River, there aren't rattlesnakes.
Didn't someone you know find a rattlesnake and chop it up and put it in a backpack? What's that story?
A guy I knew was hiking. He's an outdoorsy guy.
Yeah.
Mike Lambert.
Yeah. Sure, of course.
Yeah, and he was hiking, and he was up on a rock looking around, appreciating the vistas.
Right.
And he hears unfriendly noises. Right. And he looks down. It's not a snake. It's a pit of snakes. Multiple snakes.
Just straight out of Indiana Jones.
Yeah, something like that. And he grabs a big stick. There's always a big stick available.
Sure.
And he starts beating these snakes, you know, like they did anything to him. If I saw a bunch of snakes, I would just be in the next county.
Yeah.
You know?
Good day, fellas.
Yeah, nice to see you. This can be your place from now on. So he starts beating these snakes, killing them, and then he says, well, I'm going to take them with me.
To make boots.
I don't know. To make dinner?
Sure.
Whatever.
People eat snakes, sure.
So he has a backpack. He loads 5, 6, 7 rattlesnakes into his backpack. Before he does this, he thinks, I have heard of a snake biting someone after it's dead.
Sure. Bees do that. Snakes do that. Yeah.
We've all heard that.
I think that happens. You have to slam your arm into its teeth, but I'm sure it happens.
Well, this constricting thing goes on.
They keep moving.
After they're dead.
Yeah.
That's... Chops their heads off.
Sure. You might as well.
Why wouldn't you do that?
No.
And puts him in his backpack. Start walking down the hill with this constant movement in his backpack.
That would bother me.
Yeah.
And you were there.
Plus,
you were seeing it.
Hell no, I didn't see it.
Oh, okay.
You told me this story.
Oh, okay.
And I was obviously tied up. Couldn't get out of there. Couldn't get another drink, something. And blood. Think how much blood a snake. It's coming down, draining down his legs, his back.
Yes. Snakes are just a water balloon of blood.
Oh.
No, thank you.
You know, this is not the only thing the guy did. I don't have an end to that story until that. But he was hiking down in the Bitterroots.
Uh-huh.
And he was hot and sweaty. So he thought, he's, again, appreciating
the vistas. Yes.
And he thinks, I'm going to take this shirt off and dry it out a little bit. It's a nice day. Maybe I'll take my pants off.
Yeah.
My socks.
What are these underwear doing here?
Yeah. Maybe he had his shoes on. Probably
sure.
Did. So he thought, you know, I can have a better view if I climb up there. And so he scrambles up and gets up to the top. He enjoys it for a while. Looks around. I can't get back down. That's too steep. So he's up there naked and needs somebody to come and get him. Wouldn't your family be proud?
This is not a cell phone time.
No, no cell phones. I don't know how, unless his wife was aware of where he was hiking, and ultimately he waited. He had
This was in the newspaper.
I think it probably was.
Wow. I remember that.
Yeah.
Just naked on the edge of a cliff.
Right.
Holding on to a twig.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. I'm sure this looks...
Ooh, don't grab me there.
That's funny. Could you grab those pants? But I know there's a news crew and you have to operate that camera. But my pants are just hanging on that twig. If you could just fling them towards me. But I remember riding motorcycles up here. It was fun.
It was fun, yeah. And now you can't. You can walk up here. The more people discover a place, the more restrictions you have to put on it. It seems backwards.
Right.
But it used to be, you know, in high school, you get a couple of girls and a couple of guys in the car, and you drive up here. You got to drive until it's been dark for 20 minutes when you're 17.
Sure.
So you know you're really alone.
Yeah.
And we used to go way up there. And then there was a time that the engine wouldn't start. And I really didn't know these two girls that much. And we had to walk out. They were really angry.
Of course. They probably didn't have the appropriate footwear.
Yeah. And it's dark. And it's in the forest. And we're miles away from this road. So we're walking out and trying to tell jokes, trying to...
Lighten the mood.
Isn't this kind of funny? You know, we're going to look back on this.
And really...
Susie? Huh? What do you think?
All girls were named Susie back then.
So, somebody hears something. I turn around and start walking backwards so that I can see what's behind us. There's a mountain lion stalking us.
Oh, wow.
From this side of the road to that side of the road. And I'm thinking, these two girls are never going to talk to me anyway.
Yeah.
And the other guy. But I'm not going to tell them there's a mountain lion back here.
Right, they might panic. And that's those kind of cats. That's what they feed on, right? Fear?
Right. And, you know, I was just stoic. Except for the part where they noticed I wet my pants.
Sure.
But we walked out, no incident, and went back the next day with another car to pick it up.
Be honest, though, was the first thought in your mind, can I run faster?
Right. You don't have to run faster than the mountain lion.
Yeah.
Just run faster than whoever you're with.
Right. That's always a good rule of thumb.
Yes, it is. This, right here, this stretch of road, this long stretch of road, is where we drag race.
For pink slips.
We weren't idiots.
Isn't that, we wasn't racing for pinks a thing?
You mean give up a $200 car?
Yeah, come on, it's just it's just half your income for the year.
Yeah, no.
All titles used to be pink slips
and
paper.
It was exciting, and we came up, and usually came up in two or three carloads, two guys usually that had fast cars, or somebody came in from Clinton.
Right.
A little town to the east, and say, who's got that 56 Ford with a four barrel? I want to see him. Is that a 292 or a 272 in that?
Well, that's healthy competition, though.
With a 312.
Yeah.
I never told another soul. So it was fun. Yeah, drag racing was fun. I think high school in Montana was fun. I always enjoyed myself.
I suppose you enjoyed it more than me, I think. I remember parking on that road in a semicircle and watched my friend Matt. They turned on lights and we had to watch Matt get beat up by some kid that was already out of, probably in college, some wrestler. And he was like, we're going to fight. And Matt was like, all right. We drove up here. Everyone turned on their KC lamps on the tops of their trucks. And we watched this fight. It was horrifying.
Pickup truck.
It was awful.
Well, it's always awful if you're not in it.
And then the guy punched him and kicked him. And Matt shook his hand and
right,
had a black eye. I'm like, man, he is less scared than me. But it was right. It was on that road, the drag race road. It makes sense. It's a long, straight road. Why not drag race?
Yeah, drag racing up here, and then the Sugar Beet Road out by, which is all mall right now.
Oh, we did Sugar Beets here? I thought that was an Idaho thing.
Yeah, there's a couple of brick buildings out in that that are now people write computer code there, I think. But they used to be sugar beet buildings. So farmers around here, this is a pretty straight up and down part of Montana. This is the least agricultural county of the 56 in Montana, I would suspect.
Yeah.
It's vertical.
Because right? We're in a valley, yeah.
But occasionally a farmer would come up with I got a couple of bushels sugar beets. How about we get some sugar?
Oh, simple business.
Yeah.
It was a great time. How much has Missoula been impacted by the closing of these mills? That was our thing, right? Making paper, and now what does Missoula do?
Right. I think, you know, it's worse in other places, but yeah, all of the sawmills are pretty much, yeah, they're all closed down. There's a particle board plant, but we had two plywood mills and stud mills. Nothing. And this was an area that lived on forestry. We have the University of Montana here. That's a big deal. And regional shopping and healthcare. So much has changed over the last 50 years. Healthcare is a big part of our economy. Finance is a big part of our economy. We sell each other insurance and hamburgers and loan each other money.
Right.
I mean, that's what, instead of making 2x4s. I mean, they still make 2x4s in Canada and Georgia, and they do it here. These trees right here?
Yeah.
In 20 years, they'll grow in Georgia. It takes 60 years here. Better wood.
Yeah.
2x4s from a Montana tree is more dense.
Just because it takes a little longer.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
It takes 3 times as long. Uh-oh.
Now we got... You used to live on this street?
I did. Did you hear about the snowboarder that caused the death of 2 people and snow that came down and crushed their house?
They just had to say he was a snowboarder.
He was a snowboarder. Here, I'll show it to you right here.
Couldn't he just be a mountain sportsman?
Oh, my gosh, and look at that. There's a new house going right there.
Oh, wow. That's a...
Okay, you see that ravine going almost straight up this mountain?
Someone was hiking up there.
Someone was snowboarding up there.
It could have been a hiker.
Could have been a hiker. Could have been a clown. I don't know.
Yeah, guy juggling.
Barnum and Bailey up there.
Yes, of course.
You know, if it was a pachyderm.
You know,
but
in 1944.
Imagine that crevasse filled with snow.
Yeah.
And a little of it comes loose. It came right down here and took that house out.
And that's where they're building
it. A guy and his wife were in there. She was killed.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I forgot.
This house was damaged. It was horrible.
This story doesn't end well. That was not that long ago.
A couple, 3 years.
Oh, there's the finish. That's a real...
Well, look at that. It's your cousin's house.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. NC.
Oh, wow.
Nick Cole.
I went to his wedding. Yeah, he makes cool houses.
He does make cool houses.
He makes coal houses. There we go. I still got it, even though I've had some time off. I haven't done comedy for about a month.
Really?
Feels great. I've been so relaxed.
The not working thing. Those of us who are retired.
I get it.
The not working thing is really great. Occasionally you have to do something to convince yourself you're not an idiot.
I don't know what to do with my hands. I've been anxious. I do a lot of... We're coming up on some shirtless environmentalists. Mm-hmm. Hi. They are a handsome looking couple.
It's hot out.
That's why they were
people wouldn't look like that normally if it weren't so hot.
No, getting all that exercise.
Yeah, I was trying to go down this alley where we used to live. Your sister lived there. You never did.
Yeah, no, it's fine. And I don't want to hurt your feelings, but some of the wiring you did in the basement, and I'm not saying it's your fault, but I went to a party that happened to be at this house, and it had caught fire in the basement. There was burn marks coming from the light fixtures. I'm not saying it was maybe a coincidence. I've hurt your feelings.
If I pull over here, you want to just get out.
I'm sorry. You know what? I think that they said that it was something they had done. They had tripped the breaker and they...
Anything is possible. It's just Romex and wire nuts. It ain't science.
It could have been anyone.
Yeah. I don't think I did anything wrong, but...
I think that these guys, they were...
Boy, this is a tight alley, isn't it?
Woo. Yeah, can we even make it through this? We are... Well, here's another Nick Cole-looking house.
It is.
Man.
Well, I'll show you another house he is.
My little cousin is an
architect. Are we supposed to be going... Here's my old place right here.
There are no rules. We aren't supposed to go anywhere.
Look at that fence. Good Lord.
That could use some work.
See that?
That's the house.
Yeah?
Wow.
Yes, it is.
Well, the fence definitely isn't your fault.
I have never, you know, I've owned several houses. I've never had difficulty walking away from them. Especially when you look over and see a queen-size mattress.
At one point,
on
that was a nice bed. Here's this school up here I used to skateboard at.
Is that a dangling participle?
It was. Thanks. I'm sorry. These are short shorts. I like this place.
That was a good school.
I have a lot of memories. I used to jump off that thing. We'd play basketball there.
Well, there were...
No, it's an international school.
There were many neighborhood schools that were grades 1 through 8, and which was in conflict with the way education is done elsewhere. And we had to change it. So they got away from neighborhood schools and did the middle school thing. But it was expensive and complicated, and I don't know what was gained. I always thought...
Nick made this one, too?
One of these in here. I think it's this one.
That's... Oh, okay.
I think it's this one right here.
Oh.
That's it. Isn't that pretty?
Oh, wow. That looks like an older house.
Yeah, it is an older house. It was a redo.
Well, now we're stuck.
We are totally stuck.
Oh, boy.
Oh, that guy, this guy's...
Oh, teeth. No one's ever... Yeah, he's going to come out with a shotgun. No one's ever in his driveway. There was time... Wasn't there a time we were on the motorcycle and some banjo deliverance type guys came out to meet you?
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
I don't remember it, but I was there, right?
Yeah, no, you weren't there.
Okay.
I was just up riding a motorcycle up on top of a mountain. And, I'm off. You know what I'm doing? Appreciating the vistas.
Yes, yes. Pantsless.
Yeah. So, these two guys in a Jeep drive up. There is something about being alone in the middle of nowhere that is scary as hell when somebody else shows up.
Right.
Like anarchy, right?
Yeah.
It's like everybody's on his own. That kind of thing. You don't know what to expect. This guy is an axe. He's going to come after me. These two guys in the Jeep go, all right, how are you doing?
Yeah.
Want a beer? And it was like 10:15 in the morning. And I thought, you know, I'm just going to look around a little bit. I'm inching over toward the motorcycle, slip a leg over it.
Which they noticed.
Yeah.
They
started
noticed.
As soon as it was started, I figured it's fine.
Yeah.
And I thought, I just cheated death right there.
Yep.
Those guys were going to kill me and eat me.
Mm-hmm.
And sell my hide or something.
Sure. Make snake boots.
Right. A week goes by. I'm in the courthouse where I worked. And I'm walking through the courthouse. And here's another guy in a suit walking toward me. He says, hey, up on top of the mountain. Good to see you again. Briefcase.
Total citizen. He's a lawyer.
Yeah.
One time we were in Oregon skating in Lincoln City. They had a new skate park, and we decided to sleep on the beach, me and seven of my friends. We were all in our sleeping bags, and we had a fire. You could have fires on the beach there. And these two guys with backpacks and neck tattoos that were big kids just approached. It was in the dark. Half of us were asleep. And I was like, hey, guys, do you mind if we stand by your fire for a minute? And I'm like, sure, I don't own that fire. Who owns fire? And then they said that they had just gotten out of prison. And I was like, I don't know if I believe that, but they did have all of their belongings and some questionable doorbell motor tattoos. And
neck tattoo?
Is
that a decision you're just not gonna try anymore?
Go to Portland or something, Dad. There's guys in the bank that with briefcases.
Okay.
They have face tattoos. Times are changing.
They are a changing.
And the next same thing. The next day, early in the morning, we were going to skate and we saw these guys walking down the street and they waved, smiling. Hey, thanks for last night.
Right.
Yeah. Well, they aren't quite as scary anymore.
See this house right here?
Or they were the nicest guys in prison. Is that your house?
No, one of my brother's girlfriends lived there.
Oh.
And our house was right up here. My brother.
Is this a Peeping Tom story?
Girlfriends.
Yeah.
He worked at being an attractive guy, and it was paying off. So.
I can guess. It's one of these two houses that you lived in, right?
That one right there.
Yeah.
And he's like 4 years older than me. I just thought he was the coolest ever. But I thought, Jesus, why do you park a block from your mom's house when they know why you're there all night, right?
Oh, wow.
That kind of thing. So I hear this noise, and I go downstairs. I was a little bit alarmed. It's 5 a.m. My father's getting up to go drive a truck somewhere and look serious.
Yeah.
And my brother's just coming home.
And you thought...
And there's this meeting in the... back stairway, right? And I'm thinking, Jesus, this could be dark. This could go south quickly.
And they ended up just high-fiving?
No, my dad says, one of us is nuts.
What did he say?
One of us is nuts, he says. 5 a.m, he's going to work.
Oh.
5 a.m, he's just coming home.
The guy going to work is not nuts.
I'm thinking both of them are nuts.
It's a riddle, yeah. Right? We could talk about that forever.
I'm in the ninth grade. I think you're both nuts.
It's 5 o'clock,
yeah.
And I'm awake. I think I'm nuts.
If I wasn't scared to death because of the screaming, I wouldn't have been down here anyway.
Oh, were they yelling?
No, there was no yelling.
Oh.
Only one person yelled in my house. And that was... my father would yell occasionally, but he's a very scary man.
you never were scary. You never yelled, but I was into. I wanted to not upset you.
Yeah, I think I felt the same way.
That's a skill. Yeah. I think a lot of parents, they have to. You would give me a look or say, "Be careful." Like if I tested anything, you'd just say, "Be careful," and I'm like, "I don't even know what that means." You've never laid a hand on me, but that scares me. I just want your approval. I'm going to be careful now.
Well,
do you remember saying, be careful?
I don't.
And then you had
That's
a whistle.
A good one.
You had a, I'll give you all your hits.
I remember laughing.
That
good one.
When I
that's not going
to
work.
I was trying to cry. One. Yeah, I'd good start one. To cry, and you go, oh, wow, nice try. And I go, damn it. But he sees right through these crocodile
tears. If you're going
to
be a parent, you have to understand children. They have no power. They have no money. They're just, every kid is looking for an edge, right?
Yeah.
If you get your parents to feel bad for you, if you get them to feel guilty and buy you shit,
you're
that's
right.
How, and every adult should know that. Hey, how you doing?
How are you? You've been through a lot, sir. That guy had the posture of a man who'd been through several labor jobs.
Yeah. Probably went to school with him. So, you know, keeping that in mind, I always liked you guys a lot. And,
yeah, I got the sense you thought we were okay. My sister and I.
But, come on. You have an obligation to put good little citizens out there. And to that end, as your sister says, no came up a lot.
Yeah. Some of the things you've apologized for, you wish that you would let her go see Duran Duran at some point.
Yeah, I say that now.
You
faced with the same decision, a 14-year-old girl going...
Oh, was she 14?
500 miles to a mosh pit. I think I'm still going to say no.
I think I didn't push it, but in fifth grade on my birthday, Fishbone and the Beastie Boys played in Missoula. And
yeah.
I think I was scared to go. So I didn't. I was like, should I go? No, I don't think so. Yeah, me either. I don't want to. But I probably would have enjoyed that. But I'm so... You know what? I can't even hear anymore because of the concerts I went to at Jay's upstairs. Standing next to a speaker. I am deaf now. If there's background music and someone's just talking, just ambiance music. It could be classical stringed instruments and someone's talking. I can't hear them. It's a real issue. I say what a lot. I'm often holding a funnel to my ear. Oh, well, I like seeing a dog trying to attack a moving vehicle.
Right. I think people around me mumble a lot. I've noticed that. I don't think I have any hearing issues. There's propensity for mumbling.
When I was young,
distracting.
You said you should enunciate. Because I had I think my tongue was always hitting my teeth. Do you remember the archaic things they did? They had me sucking on a button at the end of a string to strengthen my lips make them more taut.
Were a tongue thruster.
Yeah, and they were going to put a cage in my mouth to poke my tongue. I think those were just ways to make me focus on the relationship of my tongue and my mouth. You
it
know,
because
I was spitting every. It did work.
Yeah, it works.
And you bought me braces. That's
do that anymore.
Thanks for those braces. I don't know if I ever said thank you. I wish that they had not been porcelain. I would have gone metal. With porcelain braces, after having them 1 week, you have a Lipton cup of soup out of a vending machine, and then they're yellow for 2 years. The first 2 years of high school, so maybe the most important 2 years to not have yellow teeth.
You asked for them.
They were experimental. You know the funny thing about those?
Because they cost twice as much.
They knew how to put them on, but when it came to taking them off, they were like, oh, I guess just some pliers and some hard twisting. I could feel all of my teeth moving like a flexible piano. God,
Yikes.
It was awful. Come on, Sayer. And what a liar. He x-rayed my hand and said I'd be 6'4". Everyone in our family, how tall was your dad?
6 feet tall.
How tall was mom's dad? He was over
6'2" or 3", yeah.
And then you and I, short, tiny feet, little dicks. Come on, that last one was for effect.
Yeah, I did. My feet are.
We're both.
Good.
Yeah, we're for you. I was kidding. We're just, 5'9", going on 5'8". I'm shrinking. But yeah, everyone's tall. Got these cousins that are tall.
I know.
What happened? What did you do? Something you ate that I ate? Did we not eat enough Brussels sprouts? I want answers.
I want a longer inseam.
I'm okay with 30.
This is what I got.
Sure.
This is what I got. Each person gets something.
Yeah. I think if I was taller, I wouldn't have had to try and be funny. I'd be out of a job.
Right. So you're a funny person, and you're maybe the best artist I've ever known.
Oh, thanks, Dad. I learned it from having you teach me stuff.
So, you got that.
Thanks.
A couple of years ago, I'm going to the dentist, and she said, how long has it been since your class cleaning? I'd probably been 5 years, and I said, oh, I don't know, 18 months?
Maybe. Sure. The exact calendar, 18 months ago.
So she's working on my teeth, and she's saying, well, are you sure it wasn't more recent?
Yeah.
I said, well, no. But I do try to take care of my teeth.
So do other people, though, and they're falling out left and right. We're just lucky.
She said, some people don't get that stuff on your teeth.
Plaque or tartar, one of them.
No, some people don't get plaque. You're one of those people. And I thought, that's what I get? I don't get to be 6'2". I don't get to be good looking. I don't get to be a captain of industry, but I don't have plaque.
Yeah. Well, meanwhile, there's a guy out there with the six-pack abs, and then he's just got gummy nerve endings dangling, toothless.
How far before we...
And a lazy eye.
But, yeah, right.
But a hell of an ass.
I do have a lazy eye. How far before we get to LAX?
Oh, yeah, I thought that now would be a good time to podcast since tomorrow my flight is at the unreasonable hour of...
Oh, right.
6 a.m. So I, my brain doesn't start...
This is a precursor podcast.
You know what? We've gotten lax with the airport part of things.
Oh, you have?
We sometimes go. Karen and I picked up Karen last time.
Karen's great. You know?
She is great.
I'd like to meet Karen.
You will. You will someday.
If I just hang on.
She's very good at predicting what I'm trying to say, even when I'm struggling.
Right. I've had a couple of friends, like when I was in radio, that You just click with certain people.
Like Dave Bennett, yeah.
Yeah, like my friend Dave Bennett.
You should contact him, maybe.
Yeah.
He'd be happy to hear from you.
Yeah, I think he would.
Yeah.
He'd be 85 now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's probably jogging, playing bagpipes.
Yeah.
I remember
my
visiting.
My pals are dropping like flies, Christopher.
He lived in the Goonies town in Astoria, right? Was that Astoria? And I'll never forget running into some neighbor kids, and they had a rope swing going over a ravine. Probably something I shouldn't have been doing, but these kids were doing it. And I swung across the ravine right into a beehive. That's the second time in my life where I'm hanging from a rope and an entire beehive landed in my crotch. The other time I was rappelling with Lisa and some southern dudes that she worked at Yellowstone with, and
exactly.
I kicked
that.
A beehive and they stung me in and around the genitals. That was the worst. At least then I could let go and land in a cold river.
Right.
But I was told I was allergic to bees until 40 of them stung me in the legs, and I'm like, I guess that was a false alarm. I think that was just something I made up, maybe.
We're getting out towards the cemetery. You seen your grandparents' post office box?
It is. It is a little P.O. box.
Well, it's just, let's not go on the ground. I mean, there's caskets and all that, blasé. How about cremation and a little post office box?
Yes.
It didn't go over really big.
What didn't go over big?
The post office box thing, they just did enough for about 50 people.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, then that's kind of cool.
Maybe it is. Maybe
you don't want to be a lump of, you know, of mulch.
Well, that's part of the whole I'm not getting buried thing, is that people are more mobile, move a lot, and you don't want to be moving away from all of your loved ones. Like you have any affinity for somebody who's been dead for a lot of years. You're not talking to them. Think about them.
Yeah.
Envision them. Think about what they'd be saying and thinking about you and your life. But I don't know that I have to be near where they're put to rest. But I do come out here once.
Still have Mom in a little box. I haven't done anything with the ashes, but I think that's okay.
Yeah.
They're just kind of hanging out in my room.
Right. Whatever you got is inside you.
Yeah. I think
there
so.
They are, right there.
Oh, wow. I don't know that
they
I
look
even...
exactly like post office boxes.
They really do. Or a war commemorative.
Yeah. Ooh.
Plaques.
Looks like postage due on one of those.
Yeah. That.
Try collecting that.
Ooh, someone just died. The little red flag is up.
People come back. You can put a little receptor.
Sure.
See that little thing? It's like they put in the Volkswagens for a flower.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
It's
the toughest. It is a Volkswagen bug flower vase.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, I don't know that I haven't been to see a grandma and grandpa are both there.
Yep. Right next to each other.
I think it's been a long time. Certainly, I haven't been there since grandma's been placed there.
It's kind of a cool cemetery, if you like that kind of thing.
I don't know if I'm goth enough. I think I'm, like any average person, I'm made nervous by cemeteries and mortality.
I just think that, there's some... I wonder about people like that guy.
Yeah.
What did that Davidson guy do?
It does.
You know?
Yeah. I kind of like the idea of having a headstone, actually.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll do that.
The guy we golfed with the other day. Willis.
Sure. Ex-sheriff.
An ex-sheriff captain. Big, tough guy. He comes out here and along with others, walk around and do... He represents an old sheriff and talks about his life and points to different people who have died and who they were in the community 50, 100 years
ago. Oh, that's cool.
It's a cool thing they do. I've gone to a couple of them.
It's just a group of him and some other...
The mayor usually does it.
Oh, okay.
You know.
Cool.
It's just kind of a cool thing. And this woman over here used to service all that.
Who are they speaking to? A group comes?
Yeah, they announce it, and 20 to 50 people show up and wander around and...
That's cool.
They come up with a different idea of who to discuss. And
I like that he does that.
It is a cool thing.
Way to go, Willis.
Yeah, he's a cool guy.
What you talking about, Willis? Well, I'm talking about Judy Carlin. That's a name. I probably shouldn't say names out loud.
I think she died.
Yeah.
Oh, the actress that was married to...
No, Carlin. Often confused for Judy Garland.
Judy Carn.
That was Carlin. Have you memorized all the names in that Graves Park?
No. Graves Park. Burt Reynolds was married to a girl who was on Laugh-In named Judy Carn for about 45 minutes.
You know, I was in a Christmas pageant this year with a woman from Laugh-In. She's still...
Who?
What was Joanne Worley?
Joanne Worley.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
She reprimanded me. I whistled backstage, and she said, "Who's whistling? Stop whistling. Don't you know that's great. Bad luck?" I'm like, "I'm sorry." Sorry's also bad luck.
Yeah. Is that why you haven't worked in 40 years?
And have a good show. Good luck. That's bad luck, too. Get this guy out of here. Who's going to powder my... you're very...
Yeah, she was good. She was good.
Well... I'm sure she had her time. She didn't like me.
Yep.
And I'm still sore. I'm still sore about it. Well, this is a part of Missoula that I thought would be all developed, but it's actually still
desolate. Well, there used to be
desolate.
My friend's family used to run the window manufacturing plant here, Clausen Windows. May have them in your store in Poughkeepsie. But all of that is gone now, and it surprised me when out by the airport somebody built houses. This may be surprising to people listening, but land is very expensive in Missoula, Montana, compared to other parts of Montana, and compared even to lots of parts of Washington and the Dakotas, blah, blah, blah.
Why is that?
Supply and demand. It's always why it is.
Yeah.
People want it. People ask a lot of money for it.
I thought you were going to say because the soil's more fertile.
No. It's somebody has to want it, and they say, I guess I will pay more for that. So you build houses in areas that aren't as attractive, and you like around a plant right here.
Yeah.
You know. I was surprised, as I say, out by the airport, an entirely industrial area that is zoned industrial. They started putting houses out there, like mushrooms everywhere.
Look at that cute little kid.
Little sweet baby.
Yeah, she is really cute. That's, how come I was scared to ride a bike? That kid's doing it immediately. Remember?
Take you out.
Yeah, I just... Maybe I shouldn't have done the training wheels. I remember being very scared to take those off.
Oh, I remember you crashed.
Yeah.
And you said, hey, that's it. Sell it.
Sell this thing.
But yeah.
It could be that
I'm not getting on the bike again. You do what you want with it.
I think it was because it had a rainbow gradient paint job with a long saddle with a cowboy jumping over a rainbow on the saddle. And rainbow streamers. I don't know if you recall that being the bicycle that you bought for me.
I picked it out.
Did I?
Yeah.
But then I knew immediately I tried to turn it to a BMX bike.
Do you ever
want
to talk about the doll your mother bought you with a penis?
I don't remember, but it might.
Oh, God.
What?
He likes trucks.
What?
If he likes dolls, he can have dolls. I'll get him a doll.
Sure. I was okay with dolls. I like Lisa's dolls, but I was taking them apart.
Why are you pushing dolls on him? That was my only point.
Especially penis dolls.
Yeah.
Was this thing clothed?
Was it?
It came with clothes, at least.
It did. Oh,
I just discovered the penis.
Yeah.
Usually dolls are sealed up front, and you know they don't represent a genitals, but this one had one? That's so strange.
Right.
Was it called My First Penis Doll?
Something like that. I didn't know. You had to go into another section to get it, but boy dolls were available.
You know, I had
We were very forward-thinking back in the 70s.
Of course. This is a progressive town.
Yeah.
Ross had my Cabbage Patch dolls. I get it.
Yeah, this was in Monterey, I think. Maybe not. No, it would have to be here. You're right. Okay.
Yeah, I've been here since I was two.
That's true.
I remember you buying me a gift in Monterey, though. It was a dump truck or a fire truck.
I stole you from that park.
Yeah, I just remember being on the swings, and then I met you. I'm your new dad, you said, and we rode off on a Harley. Oh, there's a crow eating a squirrel. That's not, you don't see that very often.
You know what I saw the other day?
What?
Coming out of the golf course, parked there in the lot, and as I was turning around to leave, a chipmunk pulling his squashed friend over to the grass.
Oh, speaking of storming the beaches at Normandy.
Wow.
You don't get over that.
Come on, buddy.
Oh, that's
sad. Come on,
sad.
Just a little bit further. Yeah, what's that?
He thought maybe he could help him out.
I guess.
Oh, man, Dad, what if it was his little squirrel wife?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Could have been. You're exactly right.
It's hard to tell gender with those squirrels.
Yeah.
She probably had a little bow in her hair. Oh, man.
It offends me how people drive quickly, even knowing there is a bird or a little critter in front of them, and they don't slow down.
I see that a lot. I saw that a lot in Texas.
It says a lot about who you are.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
I think so. I don't know. Some people just...
Get out of the way.
Yeah, they just care more...
I'm busy. Gotta be someplace.
Some people just think of animals as a food commodity, I guess.
Yeah, like all of us.
I guess we all do at some point.
Yeah, if I had more integrity, I'd be eating more greens.
I guess around lunchtime, I care less about animals.
Yep.
I'm trying to eat just fish and chicken. I've broken that rule.
I'm with you. If I had to do it myself, I would be eating carrots.
I think I could kill a chicken if I had to, if someone said do that. I couldn't do any other animal, I don't think. I could kill a fish. I have killed fish.
Or like grabbing their head and twisting it?
Yeah, you know, you do what you gotta do when you're in the mountains.
I've seen my grandmother do that for me. Oh, yeah. That's great.
Oh, God. You have a history of uncles and a lot of people. What? Uncle Miff, your sweet uncle, was the kindest man ever, but it used to be his job to slit throats on us.
Hogbuyer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
He never slit throats.
I don't think he did, no. But when I was little, my...
Wow, that guy's still alive. Way to go.
The one walking?
He's looked that way since I was a kid.
Yeah.
He's had tubes coming out of his nose even when I was 12.
Wow.
He's still kicking it. That's good to see some of the... See, the homeless people, they are characters in town in Missoula. You know their names. And that was one of the guys. I've seen him all the time. I used to say hi to him. I'm glad to see he's alive.
Yeah.
I don't know his name.
And negotiating the crosswalk at about... 2 miles an
hour. Was walking very slow. Yeah. He was walking very slow. Well, we're at an hour. Usually these episodes are about an hour, Dad.
Okay.
And then I gotta dice it up, I gotta edit it, I gotta add the bells and whistles, I gotta add the theme music. I only add music at the beginning and end. I don't edit.
And bells and whistles.
That would be annoying.
Like.
That would be annoying. It would be, that's for the Christmas episode.
Well, this has been fun.
Thanks, Dad.
As he usually is.
And I like a lot of the things you said, and people are going to like this episode.
As far as we know.
As far as I know. And we'll find out on Twitter. You're on Twitter, right?
Yeah, sure I am.
Of course.
Yeah.
Well, you've been listening, and thank you, Dad. I love you.
Oh, is that nice? Love you back.
You've been listening.
Love you more.
Oh, now it's a contest. You've been listening to Do You Need a Ride? DYNAR. You don't have to honk. I'll just go.
Are you leaving? Are you on your way back home? Either way, we want to be there. Doesn't matter how much baggage you claim. Give us a time and date. Terminal and gate. We want to send you off in style. We want to welcome you back home. Tell us all about it. Were you scared or was it fine?
Mouth horn.
Do you need a ride?
with Karen and Chris.